Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 95, and it's a Monday, May 14th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. But before we go on, sad news, everyone. Our very own Margot Kidder, the former Lois Lane, back in the 70s, 78, right, in Superman?
Yep.
She passed away at 69 years old, and it's really sad that we lost a very good, you know, she's a very memorable actress, and she's...
She was also one of Carrie Fisher's best friends, I think.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Because they used to go out partying, because there are stories about ain't nobody can party like Margot Kidder, because... anybody that goes out and does a three-day bender and nobody can find them, you know they're a good partier.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, tell you frankly, I only remember her at Superman.
Yeah, but she's done a bunch of stuff. She's actually come back and done a bunch of TV shows the last few years. So,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. So we lost a great actress, Margot Kidder. May she rest in peace.
Yep.
All right, let's do some weekend updates. This weekend was an amazing weekend because it's Ray's birthday. But we pampered Ray this weekend. Did you feel pampered?
I wouldn't exactly call it pampering.
You're not pampered. What do you mean? We gave you mani and pedis, and we fed you breakfast. You got to eat. Yeah,
that's right. I ate a lot this weekend, that was for sure. I did have a good birthday, though. I had a very good birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you get the deluxe? You got the deluxe, right?
Yeah, we all got the deluxe, Maynard.
Yeah, we all got the deluxe. And then it includes waxing. Don't shave off your legs, but, you know, they have some kind of...
Well, they put wax on your feet, which makes your feet soft. Of course, unlike mine, they had to get the cheese grater after yours. I thought for a minute she was going to go to the back and pull out a grinder and come back. I was like, oh, Lord.
They used the cheese grater. What can I say?
I didn't need no cheese grater because I have very pretty feet.
Right. Well, soft. I could have fixed it. Well, I wanted to get my money's worth because if I do it at home, then would it be too exciting? Yeah. Don't stop judging my feet. Anyway, so yeah, we were there. I guess Marvin and Jim are really popular there. Everybody knows them.
Well, that's where they go all the time to get their manis and pedis done. So
yeah, looks good. It looks clean, and they give us water, sodas, and everything. So that was good. It was really fun.
Yeah.
All right. So after that, well, actually, we had breakfast before that, but that was good.
Yeah. And after breakfast, we had mani and pedi, and then you took off and left me so you could go. And I'm air quoting here. Go help your friend Matt work in his garage.
Yes, that's right. It's very... Was it really off? What did you feel about that?
Maynard,
what an asshole.
Maynard, I hope you never have to lie for your life because you will die.
I will
die. You are not a good liar and you're not a good bullshitter. At first I was like, this little motherfucker, he is going to hang out with Matt instead of spending the day with me on my birthday. And then I was like... wait a minute. They're up to something. Because Maynard wouldn't go work with somebody in their garage.
That's right.
So after they left that Saturday morning, Timo for lunch later in the afternoon tipped me to Rod Lobster.
Rod Lobster.
My Rock Lobster on. Got
there
me some
go.
Lobster and steak. Mm-hmm. And then we come back home and took a nap, and I was like, okay, what time do I need to be ready? Oh, there's no rush. We got plenty of time. Apparently, we were supposed to be at the party at 7, but we didn't get there until what, after 7?
Around 7, yeah. Around 7, 10, something.
What was all that about? You're supposed to be here at 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Did y'all have all the time screwed up?
No, I don't know. The original plan was really to go to Tin Roof Inn and then make an elaborate, you know, story that you need to pick me up. Oh, we forgot to pick up Maynard, then just go. And then somehow Timo got confused. I don't know. That was the original plan. Even Marvin and Jim knew that was the plan.
So, well, yeah. So I got blindfolded. And even blindfolded, I knew where we were going. I know the route so well that I was like, we're getting on 59 down. Timo was like, no, we're not. I'm like, yes, we are. He's like, you were not on 59. I said, where are we then? He said, I'm not going to tell you, but we're not on 59. And then he exited the airport exit to get on a Atascocita, and I was like, bitch, you need to watch this overpass here because the cops sit on the other side and bust you if you're speeding. So just to let you know. He said, we're not going over an overpass. And but he slowed down. And then I was like, and then he was going to make a left-hand turn, and he called you, and all of a sudden I hear go by, and I'm like, we ain't freaking humble. That's some redneck's truck's mudder tires hitting on the asphalt. So we pulled up into the tin roof inn, and he was like, okay. He was talking to you on the phone. He said, here, talk to me, and you can take the blindfold off. He screwed it all up. And I'm like, what? So I talked to you, and Maynard gave me this line. Oh, my car's broke down. Could you come by and get me? Everybody's meeting you at Tin Roof, but I need you to come get me. And I'm like, whatever. Your car is not broke down. So I was like, no. All right. So I played along. I was like, all right, we got to go to Maynard's house and pick him up. So we went to Maynard's house, and I looked down the street one way, and there was Lewis's car sitting down there. And then I looked down the street the other way, and there was Marvin and Jim's truck. And I was like, okay. So they're surprising me at Maynard's house. Oh. So I walked in and they were all like, surprise.
You should have just blindfolded you all the way. That was the wrong part. We should just blindfolded you all the way.
Well, yeah, y'all got to work on y'all's surprise and lying skills, because neither one of y'all too good at it.
It was fun. It was fun, though. But we had good games. We had a lot of food.
We had to wait a lot of food because I took that chicken today that I brought home and cut up, made chicken salad. So,
oh, you can do that. Okay. Yep. Well, it's your 50th birthday. Ooh, I have to stress that. I'll put that in the title. Ray's 50th birthday.
I am the big 50.
That's right. Complete with balloons and everything. Yep. And we got to play games. Played Quiplash. We played Clue. I was
Game of Thrones version.
Game of Thrones version.
Game of Thrones version of Catan. I can't wait to play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should be interesting. Anyway, this was a great weekend spending with Ray Saturday and then
Sunday.
Which guys yesterday?
Everybody deserted me. I was here by myself.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? You were all alone on Sunday?
Timo had to go to work Sunday afternoon, and then so the boys went and did something to the kids. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll get in here and clean up. So I've been cleaning up and going through junk and straightening it out. So that's what I did yesterday.
And I ended up programming stuff. That's why. And then I had to do the yard. I have to fix my yard.
Did you actually work in the yard yesterday? I meant to ask you.
Oh, yeah. I made a mistake, though. I put there's something off here. I'm putting cages on the peppers, not on the tomatoes.
Yeah, you should put cages on the tomatoes.
I know. But something, actually, I realized this morning, because this doesn't really look like tomatoes, and why do I need to cage this? And then I forgot to look at the, I thought I got it right in the beginning, but apparently not, so I just have to fix it tomorrow morning. Yeah. Put the cages on the tomatoes. I'm excited to see how it goes in the next few months.
We're actually getting tomatoes. We got a couple out there that's about starting to ripen. So,
yeah, my problem are squirrels and birds, though. Anyway, okay.
Net everything so they can't get to them.
Yeah, I probably need to do that. All right, I guess that's a big weekend update for us. Happy birthday, Ray!
Thank you, Maynard.
All right, let's go to the Gay Geek Bazaar. Let's go to the Gay Ray.
All right, Dan Savage schools a gay Trump voter about why nobody wants to sleep with him. And I titled the article on Gay Geek Bazaar Facebook page, you vote for T, you get no D.
So, that's right.
A gay Trump voter wrote to Dan Savage whining that he can't get laid, and Savage offered up an explanation. Writes, sort of wondering if this commonly happens, switch in part. I'm a 28-year-old gay white male living in Houston, Texas.
Texas!
Yeah. In the 6 years since I came out and became sexually active, I have used various apps off and on for dating and for sex. I like to think that I've done my best to be respectful of the people I've slept with. Recently, I've noticed a handful of profiles that explicitly state I do not sleep with Republicans or Trump supporters. Swipe left. As you might have guessed by now, these labels apply to me. I am asking you to set aside the imaginary revulsion you feel toward me and think clinically of the choices presented on the objects of these proscriptions. Reply Savage, in part. First, let me say, fuck you, Switch. Fuck you for being part of the racist, sexist problem. Fuck you for your deplorable vote in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite moving on. Voting for Donald J. Trump, being a gay Republican, doesn't make you a member of a group that has historically faced proscriptions, discrimination, and state-sanctioned violence. It doesn't make you a member of a group in the sense that being a gay person of color or a Muslim or immigrant or trans makes you a member of a group. You aren't a member of a protected class. You aren't being discriminated against on Grindr, Scruff, Recon, etc. All for who you are, Switch, but for what you've done. Sensible, self-respecting gay men don't want to fuck you because you don't feel anything real and lasting harm because you did real and lasting harm to millions of your fellow Americans. I don't know if you've been following the news since January 20th, Switch, but in addition to attacking immigrants, people of color, reproductive freedom, air and water, the media, our small democratic norms, etc., etc., the Trump administration has attacked and continued to attack gay men and other queers. So, Switch, honey, baby, darling, the question you should be asking yourself isn't, why won't some gay men sleep with me, but rather, how on earth do I sleep at night, alone and deservedly so? Of course, if you've taken the question literally, but I don't mean it literally. Savage concludes, I seem to be running out of internet, Switch, so I'll have to make my three final points quickly. One, don't drag Harry Potter into this. Trump versus Clinton can't be compared to Gryffindor versus Hufflepuff, or Coke versus Pepsi, or Cubs versus White Sox, or the cup of the balls versus finger in the butt. Our environment is being despoiled. Immigrants are being terrorized. Children are being taken from their parents. Trans men and women could be left to die untreated in emergency rooms. The right of women to control their own bodies could be stripped from them, and our federal courts are being packed with judges who will spend the next four decades ruling against LGBT civil rights. And there'll be no carve-out for gay white men who were stupid, selfish, or racist, or sexist enough to vote for Trump. You're not the only gay Trump voter out there whining about not being able to get the D from gay men who didn't vote for Trump. I know why I wouldn't fuck you, but I don't understand why you guys don't fuck off and fuck each other. Unless, maybe subconsciously, you find other gay Trump voters to be just as damaged and repulsive as A. Trump voters are, and B, the rest of us consensually aware you are. It's really tempting to close by saying, I don't care if you get your cock sucked ever again. In fact, I hope your cock falls off. But that wouldn't be pretty, and it doesn't allow for personal and political growth. So instead, I'll end with this. I'm hoping you eventually see the error of your ways, Switch, and that you don't vote for racists, rapists, xenophobes, homophobes, transphobes, and wannabe authoritarians in the future. And hey, if you can manage to pull your head out of your ass before 2020, Switch, you might have an easier time finding a guy who wants to stick his dick in there.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, guys, if this is too political for you guys, but, you know, Dan Savage, it's kind of one of the great articles that we have. And it's true. I mean, what can I say? Many people are. We have friends who actually voted for Trump, and because they want, you know, change in the government and things like that.
Yeah.
But
have you noticed who most of those people are?
Who are they?
Richer white men.
Oh, rich white men. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That is very true, and that's what I noticed also. And what can I say? If you advertise yourself that way, I guess that's what you get. And yeah. I don't know. So it's a reality right now, and it's all over the news, you know, and things that are happening. Anyway, so yeah, Trump's wife is in the hospital right now.
Well, I'm sure dealing with his bullshit, I'd be in the hospital too.
Yeah, that's right. So she's got a kidney problem, and you know, it might be bad to think about this, but you know what happened when Melania was pregnant with Barron for a few months, right? That's when the Stormy Daniels happened, right?
Uh huh.
But now that she's in bed, she's in, you know, she's She's in the hospital right now. What fuck up will will Trump do now? I don't know.
Well, the best meme I saw about the whole Stormy Daniels thing while we're being political was one that said, at least Stormy Daniels got paid unlike the rest of the contract workers for Trump.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting paid. All right, let's go to the geek rave.
Well, before that, what do y'all think? Do y'all think we should be so harsh on gay Republicans? I mean, do you think there should even be a thing as gay Republicans? So, if you do, tell us why you think that.
Yeah, if you're a listener and you're a Republican, let us know. I mean, what do you think? Okay.
So, because we want to know. I mean, growing up, I was Republican. But after I moved into Houston and coming at it and, you know, really being getting involved with being gay and trying to figure out what's best, not only for me, but other people like me, it wasn't being Republican anymore. So, and that was a hard change for me because I was like, oh, staunch. But then I got looking at things and researching some stuff and I found out that, well, you know, I've been on the wrong end for a while. So I changed.
Yeah, I guess I'm, I really lean left a lot and, I've never actually even thought about it. When I came to the U.S., yeah, I've always leaned left anyway. So, okay, Ray, so shall we go to the next story?
On to the geek.
On to the geek. So, net neutrality dies on June 11th. So, I think it still needs to go to the Senate or something. So, net neutrality is done for in the U.S. as of early next month. The Federal Communication Commission's rules protecting consumers from discriminatory behavior by ISPs are officially scheduled to come off the books on June 11th. The final portion of the order revoking the rules is scheduled to be published in the Federal Register tomorrow and will go in effect 30 days later. An FCC spokesperson confirmed to Reuters that there would be no net neutrality rules as of June 11th. Yeah, there should be, but let's see what happens. The FCC has chosen to replace its popular net neutrality rules with next to nothing. Instead of having rules that stop internet providers from dividing the internet up into fast and slow lanes and prioritizing their own content, the new order allows internet providers to block, throttle, and prioritize content if they want to. The only real rule standing in their way is that they have to publicly disclose any of this behavior. So that's good, though. That they're going to be. They have to publicly say that yes, we are throttling this company because they don't really. They're a competitor, so we're going to speed up ours. They have to say it. So,
But maybe eventually it opens up some more competition because right now you got how many internet providers like in Houston do we have? We have AT&T.
Oh, you can only say Xfinity, AT&T, Verizon.
And Verizon. So let's see how if this.
And if you think about CenturyLink and Suddenlink, they're all resellers of the same. So it's sort of the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, continue. While there have been some last-minute attempts to block the repeal of net neutrality, chances are exceedingly slim that they'll be make it through. Ultimately, the legislator. This is what I was talking about earlier. Ultimately, the legislature and executive branch are controlled by Republicans who largely dislike the rules and want ISPs to be able to do what they want with internet traffic. Yeah, so we're fucked. FCC's current leader believes that by allowing ISPs more flexibility, they'll be able to make more money and therefore will be more likely to extend service to areas of the U.S. that aren't currently profitable to reach. While net neutrality may be on its way out, many of its core tenets probably aren't going to be gone for good. There's growing consensus among legislators that something needs to be done to address net neutrality, and some have viewed the FCC's revocation of the rules as a way to force Congress's hand. So anyway, just to cut it short, I have a comment about here. So according to Ajit Pai, the chairman of the FCC, they said that this would boost innovation. And my question is, how could there be any innovation if it will throttle unknown providers or content providers, and they would speed up their own? So, I don't think this would boost any innovation. For all we know, they're just going to make more money off of it. And every, you know, in popular sites like, let's say, Netflix, they could, and then some, or they have Nerdflix, you know, available, but I want to provide services, but I'll be throttled because I'm not as rich as Netflix, because Netflix can now pay.
Yeah.
I want my stuff to be faster, to be more available to many users as much as they can, because we are richer and we're going to pay to play.
Yeah. And my question is, what about streaming services like CBS? Warner Brothers is coming out with their own DC streaming service. So are they going to have to pay more to be stream their stuff at a certain speed, or are they going to pass that cost on to the customer and say, well, if you want to see it at regular slow speed, you can pay $6 a month. Or if you want to see it very fast 4K speed, you can pay $20 a month for our service. So
yeah, that's pretty much, they're going to discriminate packets. That's going to discriminate that so they could charge more for better quality. So there are so many things that can happen. And this kind of sucks because, you know, the free internet is going to be hampered. It's not that free anymore. So all packets should be treated the same, but no.
Well, they're already throttling stuff because the internet can be way faster than it is, but my understanding is that they've been throttling for years.
Yeah. So. And then if they just let go and then let it run, then they have the, if it's fast, then people have to pay. People have to pay. Who can pay? So anyway, we'll see what happens. In the next month. Let's see if any, if the rules will not stick at all. Okay, Ray, let's go to the bazaar. Big Mac. I haven't eaten a Big Mac for years, Ray. Yeah. When was the last time? When's the last time you ate a Big Mac?
I don't think I've. Well, I might have eaten a Big Mac once or twice, but I'm not a Big Mac person.
Oh, me neither. Okay, go ahead.
Man still hungry after eating a record 30,000th Big Mac. A Wisconsin man who already holds the Guinness's World Record for eating the most Big Macs just chowed down on his 30th combo of the two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed bun. Don Gorski, 64, told the Post on Sunday that he had been eating two McDonald's Big Macs every day for the past 46 years. And the only thing he wants to do in retirement is shove them even more of them into his mouth. I love the patties. I love the sauce. I can't get enough of it. Gorski, 64, said 2 days after eating his 30th Big Mac at a local McDonald's near his
30,000th.
Near his Wisconsin home. I'm trying to get to 40,000, and that'll take me another 14 years, said the retired prison guard Gorski, famously featured in the 2004 documentary Supersize Me because of his obsession with the 563-calorie, fat-laden sandwiches, insisted that his health is great. I'm healthy as a horse. I weigh 190 pounds, and my cholesterol is 165, he said. I'm better than normal. Gorski said he has eaten at least one Big Mac almost every day since May 17, 1972, and has kept the receipts to prove it. He made the Guinness World Records in 2016 after eating 28,788 of them. He says he purchased 6 Big Macs on Monday, eats 2 on the spot, and puts the rest in the refrigerator at home. I don't freeze them. I just put them in the fridge and take them out when I want one. I microwave them. I like them like that, Gorski said. On Thursday, he buys 8 and goes through the process again. Gorski said he does not get any special incentives from McDonald's and pays the same price for his burgers as everyone else. I don't feel they owe me anything, he said, adding that the owner of his local franchise is a super nice guy trying to make a living. He said the burgers make up about 90% of his diet. He also consumes at least one McDonald's fruit and yogurt parfait a day. My wife was at me to eat more fruits and vegetables, and the aperitifs at my local store are only $1, he said. Gorski said he can't remember the last time he ate an apple or a banana. Last year I had some corn, he said. Over the past 44 years, Gorski has only gone 8 days in total without consuming a Big Mac. And on those days, it was because he had to double shifts at his former job.
No.
You can't take Big Macs in front of the inmates, he said. who has thousands of Big Mac cartons at his home, said several people have suggested he suffers from an obsessive compulsive disorder. But it's not a disorder at all, he said. Eating Big Macs doesn't affect me as far as my health goes. Eating Big Macs is what I love. So.
Oh, like I said, oh my God, I can't even imagine myself eating a Big Mac these days. I mean, I would probably eat it like once a year.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't even remember the last time I ate a Big Mac.
I'm more of a McDonald's breakfast person. I'm not a big McDonald's lunch dinner person unless it's a rush or something.
Yeah. And if I'm going to eat a burger, I prefer really probably a quarter pounder or the fish fillet. What is it? What do you call it? The fish...
McFishy.
Oh,
wait. That's RuPaul.
No.
I don't know.
It's fish fillet. Something like that. I forgot the name.
I don't do fish, so I don't know.
Oh, my God. McDonald's. Fish fillet?
Yep.
Filet-O-Fish. There you go. It's called Filet-O-Fish. Yeah, I would probably eat Filet-O-Fish. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I mean, I can't. He reached the 65, and he's just eating Big Macs. Maybe we're doing it wrong, Ray. All these salads we eat.
No, after eating all this crap this weekend, I'm paying for it. Trust me, I am paying for it. That's why I had chicken salad for dinner.
Yeah. I had, what did I have? I had fish tacos this lunchtime. I didn't eat that much either. Yep. I didn't eat the rice. Well, that's interesting. So, anyway, so this is pretty much your birthday week still? Or is it last week?
No, it's over with. It's last week. The weekend. That was it.
Oh, my God. You're 50, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, well. 50 is the new 40. So, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah. 50 feels like the new 80 to me, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that you enjoyed your birthday, and maybe we'll do something similar next year.
Okay.
Maybe. All right. I guess that's it, guys. Thank you guys for watching. Sorry, for listening. Yeah, thank you for listening, and special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to email us, you can send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go ahead. Yeah.
You got it. Go for it.
Yeah, and also we're in Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Gay Geek Bizarre. Bye.